Hello, and welcome to the Let's Talk About the Knowledge podcast, where we talk about science, money, geography, history, and outer space. I'm your host, the host. Before we start this week's episode, we'd like to apologize about our long period of inactivity. The host had some exams to study for, and then immediately after his exams, the computer used to manage our podcast broke down, and then we had to repair it. Our sincerest apologies. Today, we have started a new mini-series, Biomes of the World. If you don't know what a biome is, that's okay, because here we answer your questions. According to the English Dictionary, a biome is a large, naturally occurring community of flora, which are plants, and fauna, which are animals, which occupy a major habitat. There are many biomes, all deserving of their own episodes, but today we'll be talking about one of the most vivid, diverse, and beautiful of all biomes, the tropical rainforest. We'll separate this episode into short, easy-to-understand parts. Part 1. What is a rainforest? According to National Geographic, a rainforest is an area of tall, mostly evergreen trees and a high amount of rainfall and are located near the equator. Evergreen trees are trees which don't shed their leaves annually. Tropical rainforests are present in every continent except Antarctica. According to National Geographic, this biome is incredibly biodiverse. For those of you who don't know what biodiversity is, it's the diversity of flora and fauna. To make this easier to understand, let's imagine there are two trees. In the first tree, there is only an owl. In the second tree, it has lizards, birds, insects, and a variety of mushrooms growing on its bark. It's easy to determine which tree has more biodiversity. A 10 square kilometer or a 4 square mile patch of rainforest can harbor around 1,500 flowering plants, 750 species of trees, 400 species of birds, and 150 species of butterflies. And that's an incredibly high amount of biodiversity. And that isn't surprising considering tropical rainforests contain about a whopping 50% of all life on Earth. And not just that. Since rainforests are so packed full of plants, they create around 20 to 30% of the oxygen we breathe. So tropical rainforests help against the battle against climate change. Part 2. What are the different layers of a rainforest? I'm sure that some of you may have never heard that rainforests are made of different layers, and that's okay. We're here to learn. Rainforests are made of different layers, or strata: the forest floor, the understory, the canopy, and the emergent layer. The forest floor is found at the bottom of the rainforest, and it only receives little to no sunlight, making this strata darker than the rest. This strata is full of animal life, especially larger animals such as anacondas, boa constrictors, jaguars, gorillas, and pumas. Understory receives little sunlight and is very cold and damp. Since there isn't enough sunlight for photosynthesis, there are sharp, green, leafy, mostly non-flowering ferns and vines. These are known as epiphytes, which are plants that cling to other plants such as trees or adhere to other plants. In this layer, there's a whole variety of insects and birds. The canopy houses a whole array of plants, animals, insects, arachnids, and birds. Trees such as the brush box are used as a home for birds, opossums, and plants. In this strata, rainfall is very common, the winds are strong, and the humidity is high, and the tree's branches are entangled by vines. This strata houses the majority of the biodiversity found in a rainforest. The emergent layer is found at the very top of the rainforest, since only a few trees can penetrate the canopy and there are barely any branches or leaves blocking and absorbing whatever sunlight reaches here. This strata receives most of the sunlight that reaches the rainforest. Colorful birds such as macaws, mammals such as monkeys, and insects such as butterflies live here. Part 3. Why are rainforests in danger? Despite the beauty of these magnificent places, they're still at risk of disappearing from the face of the earth. One such example are the rainforests in Borneo. Between the years of 2000 and 2017, around 6.04 million hectares of old-growth rainforest disappeared due to a process known as deforestation, which is to cut the trees of a forest, or in this case, a rainforest, to make more room for factories, houses, and other things. And 92% of Borneo rainforest that was converted was replaced with plantations such as palm oil within 1 year. Recently, I watched a documentary narrated by David Attenborough named Life on Our Planet. Mr. Attenborough talked about the deforestation of rainforest like the one in Borneo. You could see a biodiverse rainforest bordering plantations of palm oil, which had almost no biodiversity. Animal and plant inhabitants of Borneo's rainforests now face extinction. And the Amazon is facing the same thing, being destroyed for more space for cattle. But what can we do to stop all this? Some of the simplest things are planting trees, using less paper, since to make one sheet of paper, thousands and thousands of trees are cut down. Instead, you can use recycled products. And reducing meat consumption, since most rainforests are cut down for raising cattle. And try not to buy products containing palm oil, such as beauty products and food. If you can't, look for logos which guarantee the use of sustainable palm oil. For example, the RSPO, or the Roundtable on Sustainable Palm Oil, where 95% of palm oil is certified in sustainable practices throughout the supply chain. And you can check our sources for more information on rainforests and how to protect them. Thank you for listening in on this week's episode. Don't forget to like, share, or follow, and spread the word about this podcast with family and friends. And don't forget to tell them to tell their friends about this podcast. And I hope you have a fantastic day. Goodbye.